I am excited because we are joined in the studio right now by Bob Baranek, who has been a theme park designer for his entire career, and he is the one behind Whirligig Woods, which is, you may have heard about this, 21-acre, right, theme park?
21 acres in Saxapahaw.
That is planned for Saxapahaw, groundbreaking, scheduled for early next year, and then opening not long thereafter. Bob, thank you so much for joining us
in
the studio.
Thank you, Aaron. It's a delight to be here.
Absolutely. And not on mic, we also have Carol Wood, who is art director for the project as well, and Bob's wife, so a family project, so
you
this
bet.
Is really cool.
You bet.
Okay, so I want to talk about Whirligig Woods, but before we do, I've been dying to ask you this question. How does one become a theme park ride designer in the first place? How did you get into that?
Well, I was a little kid, about 10 years old, when I saw the making of the Pirates of the Caribbean book from Disneyland, California, how Walt Disney built pirates, and all these guys with white shirts and little thin black ties back then in the 60s. And they had these neat models and artwork, and it's like, that's what I have to do. So I just dedicated myself to it. It's there at the time, there certainly wasn't a program. I understand there's more classes now towards that.
But yeah. So what have you worked on that we'll know?
A lot of Disney projects. Mm-hmm. My focus was Disneyland, California. I also worked on Epcot. Disneyland Paris was mm-hmm. one of my passionate projects. Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. Busch Gardens, Tampa. Six Flags, Georgia. Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
And then various projects across the world.
That's really cool. So, yeah, I was looking at the website that you've got up, which is BobBaranek.com.
Right.
With
an old man.
The video resume, and it's just like every single major theme park in the world. So
I've been very lucky.
Yeah, that's just such a great career. So for people who have been to, say, like Disney World or Epcot, for instance, what rides or what themes have you worked on?
We worked on several things, and this was back in the 90s.
Okay.
So it's changing again because it's a living, breathing thing. Mm-hmm. We did the Land Pavilion and Innoventions and American Adventure and various other attractions.
Wow.
And at the time that I came in, it was the Eisner-Wells Renaissance, Michael Eisner and Frank Wells. And so we were looking at Studio Tour Project and Pleasure Island, all kinds of fun, big things.
Pleasure Island, which is, what, Disney Springs now?
It's Disney
I and a few friends went down to Disney World a year and a half ago now, right as downtown Disney was changing to Disney Springs, and I swear to God, the entire city was just completely confused as to what to call it.
Right.
I think they got it now. But
and they had just gotten used to Pleasure Island, probably.
Yeah,
and
exactly,
I miss Adventures Club. I know there's a big fan base for Adventures Club. That was a joy to work on that one.
What's been your favorite moment of working on theme parks?
The success of seeing them come to life. Indiana Jones Adventure at Disneyland was 9 years of work, and most of that was getting it funded. And the irony about that is that the funding came from inside the company. We didn't have to seek outside investors, and we had a contract with George Lucas, but it still took that long to get it approved.
Wow.
9 years.
That's incredible. That's one of the best rides in the world.
Thank you very much.
I've never been on it. But I mean, it's won awards as one of the best rides in the world. I still need to get out there and actually ride the thing.
It's a breakthrough.
So we're speaking with Bob Baranek, who again has been a theme park designer for years and years, has worked on just about every single theme park you can imagine, and is in the process of developing Whirligig Woods, which is 21 acres in Saxapahaw. So why Saxapahaw?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, we did our homework for demographics, the business plan and all that, and working, trying to get equal distance between the triangle and the triad. And where they cross is Alamance County. And Alamance County is a builder-friendly county. Carol and I fell in love with the community of Saxapahaw because of what it is. The brand that Saxapahaw already is environmentally friendly. And what very few people know about Whirligig Woods is we're actually trying to make it the quintessential green park.
Mm-hmm.
But it's primarily for families with small children.
Okay. What would a green park entail?
It is saving the trees, first and foremost, which I spent a lot of time driving around the state and looking at various counties and properties and so forth, because I get really discouraged when I see clear cutting as far as, you know, how developments go these days. And when I found this piece of property, it really had a soul. It had beautiful old growth trees and wonderful topography. So we're trying to honor that well, we are honoring it. We're trying to showcase it by letting guests go through it, and, you know, with beautiful streams and flowers and big trees. And that's what it's all about, is to be outdoors and enjoy the woods.
And I think when people think about, oh, a theme park is going to Saxon Hall, the immediate impression, we were talking about this before, that they get in their heads is, oh, it's going to be a Carowinds, it's going to be a Disney,
gosh,
it's
going to
be giant thing that overwhelms the town.
Thank
but that's
you,
not
Aaron,
the idea.
For helping me get the message out. We're not building another Carowinds. We're not building another Disney World.
Yes.
This is a very small family park. It's going to maybe be about 25 attractions. And I would say that probably 60% of the property is going to be left virgin, because that's the whole point, is we want people to enjoy the woods.
Where actually is it in
Saxon Hall? It's on Highway 87.
Okay.
It's 10 miles south of the interstate.
Okay.
10 miles south of Graham.
All right. Very cool. Again, speaking with Bob Baranick, bobbaranick.com if you want more information, BARANICK.com. Go there and get more information. So tell us about this park, Whirligig Woods. First of all, why Whirligig Woods?
Well,
why,
that's
why
another
that
great question. Thank you. I had the pleasure of meeting Wallace Simpson, who was one of my heroes. Wallace was from the Wilson area, and he took junk sculpture and turned it into these wonderful, whimsical whirligigs years ago. Carol and I got out to meet him and actually bought one of his little whirligigs. And we talked about this park that I had dreamed of doing. And, you know, Wallace is no longer with us, but I was really honored to meet him. And we thought, you know, Wallace is the one that actually made whirligigs the official folk art of North Carolina. So this is a way of honoring Wallace. And as I was explaining to the folks in Wilson, that I think we can help them with their program. They're looking for funding to restore his whirligigs for their city park.
Very cool. Will there be some of them in the park?
One little one that I have, and then a little story and a photo of Wallace.
Okay.
But it's all about go see Wilson and pay homage to Wallace and Wilson as well.
So the vision is still a vision right now, but when people walk into the park, what's the experience going to be?
It's going to be 4 uniquely themed lands. Opening day is Town Square, which I think some folks have seen the rendering that shows our train station, our little ice cream parlor. We've got a theater and so forth. And the second land we want to add is our country fair area, which has what will probably be my favorite ride, the Soapbox Derby, which is going to be really a wild adventure out in the farmland. And then we're going to add, this is the park that grows. So we've got this 10-year master plan. We're not starting with all of it at once. We want it to just develop. The third land we would add would be Spooky Hollow, which is our Halloween all year long.
Nice.
And it's geared again for small children. So this will be the first time that a child can actually go through a haunted house and not be afraid. Because as you probably know, most haunted houses are dark and they're bloody and they're gory and they're supposed to be frightening. But we don't want to scare children away from Halloween. So this is the way of inspiring them to it's all about trick or treat. It's all about a child's perspective.
Yeah. This is one of the things that I really like about sort of like the Magic Kingdom and Epcot too, is that you go to a typical like a Carowinds or a kind of theme park like that, and it's one roller coaster after another after another, which is great if you like that specific thing. You go to a Magic Kingdom and you've got rides that are just sort of immersive and visual and not necessarily a thrill ride.
Immersive
is
the perfect word.
Yeah.
And they're story-based. And
yeah,
that's what we're doing. But we're taking simple things
and
making them story-based. For instance, we've got just a simple little merry-go-round, but instead of fiberglass horses, they're little ponies that are all dressed up in funny little outfits, and it's adorable.
Nice. Is there a sort of a referent that people can, because what you're describing seems like nothing that I've ever
really
heard of.
That was the idea.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's hard to show people what it is until we actually build it.
Yeah.
Just going to tell you that probably the most unique element.
Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten to the last land, have we?
Well, Whirligig Woods also has a treehouse resort. And I think a lot of folks love treehouses. And every time they go see the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse in Florida, they probably want to live in it. And so this is an opportunity to stay overnight in the treehouses. Now, they're right in the middle of the park. And each one of them is uniquely themed. You know, one is romance, and one is like princess fantasy, and one is haunted and tiki and different fun things. And to get to the treehouses, you come into the park with all the other guests, you ride the Whirligig Railroad around the park, you see the whole park, and you have your own depot where you depart and you're met by a host who takes you to your treehouse. And then you get to spend those 2 days in Whirligig Woods.
Sold.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, isn't it?
That's really cool. So
we think it's going to be kind of a VIP thing that's probably going to, it's because it's a very low capacity because of the small property and so forth. We think we're probably going to be reservation only after a short while.
Yeah.
It's all about birthday parties and company picnics and things like that.
What is, give us a sense of how big 21 acres is.
What's interesting about it is because the beauty of this land and all the mass of trees, it will seem much bigger than it is, but it's really not much bigger than a mall, for instance. It's just that it's not going to feel open like that. You're going to be in the forest.
Nice.
It's very charming, very whimsical.
All right. Speaking with Bob Baranek again, you can get some more information on Whirly Gig Awards at bobbaranek.com. Some new sets. We were sort of talking about the fact that this got announced and then just everyone, every news outlet and everyone in town just pounced on it. Yeah. And this is park one of three for entire state.
We hope we get through this part. You know, I mean, it's like this is a 10 or 12 year master plan.
Right.
We actually started with a smaller park out at the coast that was seaside, based on Blackbeard the Pirate and some other IPs out there.
Love it.
We don't know if we'll get that far. We'll see.
Okay, who's working on it?
Well, we are.
And how many people are sort of behind the scenes?
Oh, no, it's a small team right now.
Okay.
We're still in the process of putting together our final investors. We're vetting who's appropriate, because we don't really want ExxonMobil or somebody to come into this thing. We want it to be what we call a legacy investment, where the folks that will put their money into it will stick with it, because it's not like building a tire store where you in 60 days you rent it out and you're out. This is the kind of thing you stick with. So some of the folks we've been talking to they understand the family orientation about the family values and the long-term investment thing here. So that's where we are, and that's another 6 months to a year.
So
where you'll even see a tractor.
The full time frame opening in 2019?
I think that's being overly optimistic, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a target. We'll shoot for it. And that's just, again, that's the train and the little town square entry area.
I'm so looking forward to this. So we got Bob Baranek here in the studio, Whirly Gig Awards. It's the park. It's 21 acres south of Saxbaugh. Is that where
it's actually across from Saxbaugh, south of Graham. It's on Highway 87.
Oh, just on the other side of. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. What else do people need to know?
Stick with it. Be patient, and thanks for their interest. Thanks for their support. But they're gonna have to wait a little while to see some development going on.
All right, I'm really looking forward to this. I know a lot of other people are too. Bob Baranek, Carol Wood, also here in the studio. Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Aaron.